Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 40, windy with a southwest wind 14 to 19 miles per hour increasing to 26 miles per hour later this afternoon, and winds could gust as high as 44 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 27, breezy again with west wind to 22 miles an hour and gusts as high as 37 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Winds will die down but still be breezy with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. And in the news for today, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin this month joined a coalition of Democrats in introducing a bill that would limit out-of-pocket costs for insulin to no more than $35 per month. That according to a report from Up North News. The Affordable Insulin Now Act, introduced by Senator Raphael Warnock, a Democrat from Georgia, would require Medicare, private group, and individual insurance plans to cap patients' out-of-pocket costs, an effort that is intended to combat skyrocketing costs driven by profit-oriented pharmaceutical companies. More than a half million Wisconsinites, roughly 1 in 10 adults in the state, suffer from diabetes, including roughly 135,000 who are unaware they suffer from the disease, according to various estimates. An additional 6,500 children and adolescents in the state also suffer from diabetes, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Insulin prices nearly doubled from 2012 to 2016, with the average price for a 40-day supply of insulin increasing from $344 to $666 during that span, according to a report from Healthcare Cost Institute. On average, type 1 diabetics paid $5,706 for insulin in 2016, according to another report from the Healthcare Cost Institute. While the price of a vial of insulin has surged to very high levels, the cost to make a vial of the drug is roughly the cost of a cup of coffee. Manufacturers spend somewhere between $3.69 and $6.16 to produce each vial of insulin, according to a 2018 study. That means that in some cases, pharmaceutical companies are selling the life-saving drug at a markup of 10,000%. As a result, American diabetics now pay 10 times as much as those in other developed countries. The Affordable Insulin Now Act is just the latest Democratic effort to address the growing crisis, but the bill, which is supported by the American Diabetes Association and several other healthcare advocacy organizations, will require Republican support to pass the Senate. Not a single Republican has signed on to the bill yet, putting its passage in jeopardy. This comes despite past GOP-led initiatives to cap insulin prices from lawmakers who are now strangely silent on the Democratic-led proposal. The stakes of addressing the insulin cost crisis grow greater with each year, as somewhere between 34,000 and 40,000 Wisconsinites receive new diabetes diagnoses annually. By 2050, 1 in 3 American adults is expected to have diabetes, according to the American Diabetic Association. Governor Tony Evers and other Democrats have also proposed plans to reduce the cost of insulin and other prescription drugs at the state level, though those efforts were stymied by the Republican-led legislature. Again, this report came in part and with permission from Up North News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.